We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shiluach HaKan, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tesvov. Rav Nosson Salneau is going to introduce a new topic and plug it into what we've been learning till now. This is going to be the topic of Chodosh, which we'll see about in a moment. V'zeh Bechinas Isur Chodosh, based on what we've been learning now, we'll be able to understand the law regarding the new grain crop, she'osur lechol min hatvua hachadosho ad yoim tezayin benison, whereby Jews are not allowed to eat foods that are made from grain of the new year until 16 days in Nisan, shehu mochoras haPesach, which is the day after the first day of Pesach, shemakrivim boy oimer soirim. And it's the day in which we bring the Korban Oimer Soirim. And that's what releases the new crop of Tvua, the new crop of grain that it should be permissible to eat. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki bePesach ozu hascholas hiskarvus Yisroel avim shebashamayim. Because Pesach was a beginning of the Jewish people as a nation coming close to Hashem. That's when we exited Egypt as a nation and started a whole new kesher with Hashem. Ki oz hu yitzias Mitzrayim, sheyoytze mimemtes shari tumo v'nechnos mimemtes shari kedusha. That's when we left Egypt. We left the 49 levels of impurity and started entering the 49 levels of holiness. Umevoyer bekavonus, and it's explained in the writings of the Arizal and also in our teachings, Shebiyoim Rishon Shel Pesach Nimshochin Kol Hamoichin, that on the first day of Pesach, Hashem sent the Jewish people a huge shipment of light, which represents the terminology that's used in the writings of the Arizal in Sifrei Kabbalah is Moichin. Hashem sent us a major, major shipment of moichin. Kol ha-moichin, he uses the term, all the moichin. Ve'oz hu hiskarvus godoil ma'oid. And that brought about a major closeness from Klal Yisrael to Hashem and from Hashem to the Jewish people. That took place on the first day of Pesach, actually on the first night of Pesach. And then afterwards, on the second day of Pesach, which is Rishon Lesfira, which is the first day in the Omer, Oz Mistalkin Hamoichin. Then that bright light that Hashem shone upon us on the first day of Pesach disappears. It goes away completely. Umaschilin lekablom behadrogo keseder. And we start from scratch. We start now receiving these moichin, this light, inch by inch, starting from the bottom. We go back to the bottom of the ladder. It's as if on that first night of Pesach, Hashem lifted us up and he took us to the top of the ladder. He gave us the full measure of light that Hashem could give to us on that level. But he gives it to us for one day, for that first night of Pesach. And then when it comes the second day of Pesach, that light disappears and we're sent back down to the bottom of the ladder to start working our way up, to start receiving this light of Hashem a drop at a time throughout each one of the 49 days of the Omer. And we receive it kiseder, in an organized, methodical manner. When we got it on the first night of Pesach, kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem dumped the whole thing on us. He poured out all the light. Now, we get it gradually, in a staged manner, step by step. Ukvar mavur b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov zal al zeh, and it's already been explained by the Baal Shem Tov regarding this, shehu bechinas vehu yinahagenu almus, that this, what takes place on that first and second day of Pesach, is hinted to in a pasuk in Tehillim, where it says that Hashem leads us Almus. Almus can have several different meanings. One of the meanings is like a small child. Hashem leads us like one would lead a small child. What does that mean? Just as one would lead a small child when they're teaching them how to walk. The first step is that the parents hold both hands of the child and they tell the child, come, let's see you walk. And the child gets up and he starts walking and he's smiling. He's the happiest camper he could be because he's Superman. He's walking and he can't fall because his parents are holding on to both hands. So he thinks he made it. He's walking already. And after they do that for a little while, then the parents let go of both hands so that the child should start walking on his own, by himself. And Hashem does the same thing regarding our coming close to Him. When we take our first step in coming close to Hashem, Messiah Lodom, Hashem, heaven helps the person. Hashem leads the person along a smooth path. Hashem takes the person by both hands and says, come with me. And the person can't believe it. He went from 0 to 60 in a minute, period. He was totally irreligious, no spirituality at all, and suddenly Hashem turned the full measure of light on him, where suddenly he feels mamish like a tzaddik. V'alkein ein chozek ketchilas hachasidus. And this is why it's a known fact that there is no powerful spiritual time in a person's life like when he first starts becoming religious. It's called Tchilas HaChasidus. When he first starts becoming religious, or when he first starts entering into a new phase of Yiddishkeit, he decides to become more religious. He decides to become a chassid. V'achar kach noifel mehislavus hazois. However, that blast of light lasts a short time, and then the person loses it. They lose that inspiration, that fire, that love for Hashem that they felt. Because Hashem removes from the person that inspiration, that fire that the person was given from above. Hashem gave it to him as a gift, as a free gift. And Hashem says, now let's see you go it on your own. Now let's see. Now that I gave you a taste of what it could be like to be close to Hashem, to feel this bright spiritual light, now we're going to take it away. Now go back downstairs and let's see if you could start climbing by yourself. Shezeu b'chinas Pesach u'sfira kanal. This is the concept of the holiday of Pesach, especially that first night of Pesach, when Hashem gave us this incredible gift, this incredible free package of the full spectrum of light that Hashem wants us to be able to have access to at that time. He gives it to us, taste it, enjoy it, and then Hashem takes it away and says, now let's see you go earn it on your own. Now let's see you start from A, start from the first floor, and let's see if you can climb up on your own. V'inyin ze misnaheg b'chol odom kamo v'kamo po'omim ein mispor b'kamo v'kamo b'chinoi shoynos. And this procedure happens to every single person many times in their life in all kinds of different variations. Each and every one of us will experience this in some shape and form at different times in our life, and not just once, but it'll happen several different times. Ukamay Shapirish Rashi al posuk atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem, as Rashi HaKodesh explains on the first posuk in Parshas Nitzovim, which we read several weeks ago. Upirish Rashi says over there on the posuk, it says, you are standing here all of you, before Hashem. So Rashi says, Hayoim, it says today. So Rashi points out, what's the today? What's the message in that word today? The answer is, Kayoim. Hashem says, your relationship with me is like the day. Shehu mafil u'meir. It goes through two stages. There's night and there's day. So too, kach hu osed lahafil lochem u'lohor lochem. So too, Hashem is going to turn the lights out on you and he's going to turn the lights on. You're going to have phases. You're going to have times when the light is shut and you're going to have time when the light is turned on for you. The kol ze kol bedvoreinu anal habnuyim al mashikosav huzal al posuk sholoim larochik velakorov barichus. Rav Nosson Zal says this entire concept is tied into what we explained in the past few pages that we had learned based on the posuk sholoim sholoim larochik velakorov, about a Jew realizing that on one hand we're very far from Hashem and on the other hand we're very close. And sometimes it could be, a person can feel that in a span of 5 minutes. That with the beginning of the 5 minutes, he can feel an incredible connection to Hashem. And then Hashem sticks a pin into the balloon, and all the air goes out, and the person says, what happened? I can't believe it. Suddenly I'm on a desert island, alone by myself, no Hashem, no light, no food, nothing. Zero, zero. It's as if everything was taken away from me. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shebiyoim Sheni Shel Pesach, Nimshach Al Yisrael Bechina Sanal. That on that second day of Pesach is when the Jewish people experience what we said before, Bechinas Sholoim, Sholoim, Larochoik Velakoroiv. This concept of feeling far away and yet being very close. Ki Oz Tzrichim Zois. Because that's when we really need this. Ki oz utchila sahiskarvus. That's when we're making a certain beginning, when we're starting to come close to Hashem. Sheheir aleim heora gedoy levaniflor b'shas itzias Mitzrayim b'yom rishon shel Pesach. Hashem shined down upon us a very great light, an awesome light, when we were leaving Egypt. There was a tremendous blast of light at that time, that first day of Pesach. Al kein, therefore, takef b'yoim sheni, immediately when the second day of Pesach comes, mesalek mehem goydel ha'or azois, Hashem removes that great light from us, umar Elohem hisrachkus k'tzas, and he shows us a little bit of distance, a little bit of rejection. As we see in the Chumash, the Jews went out of Egypt with light and glory and fireworks, fabulous. A few minutes later, they're back. The Egyptians are back. These crazy guys won't go away. They won't die. They won't roll over and die. They're back on their horses and their chariots and they're thundering towards the Jewish people again. V'chol zeh hu bechinas hanal. All of this is exactly like we said before. Ki hakoil bishvil hiskarvus. All of this is only to bring us closer to Hashem. Ki hahisrachkus tachlis hahiskarvus. Because the rejection is a form of bringing us close to Hashem. It's only to get us to push, to get us to realize that we have to do something. V'alkein osur lechol min hatvua hachadosho ad oisoy hayoim shumochras haPesach. And this is going to explain to us, this is going to show us why we are not allowed to eat from the new grain crop until that second day of Pesach, until after the Omer has been brought.